Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Great show today for you with Dr. Thomas Okamoto and Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hey.
Dr. Okamoto is, as Sherry said, it's great to be on the program with a legend. He is a legend.
Oh,
he is so well, okay, a living legend, not dead yet, but he's...
He looks far from it.
Getting to be an old guy, that's what it is.
You know, he was medical director of the Menrith Meyer Clinic West, and worked with Henry and John and Dr. Dave Stoop.
Back in the good old days.
And I always looked up to him. He's a distinguished life fellow of the American Psychiatric Association. And you're not going to believe this. He's a psychiatrist who's a Christian. Isn't that amazing? And we have him on. And I would say this. I don't know all the details of your psychiatry other than your reputation, which is impeccable, but I do know your theology is right, and so I can't judge on your psychiatric practice other than to know that nobody has higher standards than John and Henry, and they love you and love your work. And so thanks for being with us today. Really appreciate
it. A pleasure. Happy to be here.
And I was just telling Dr. Okamoto, I have heard about him for 2 decades. Like all of my training, my supervision, when anybody said, well, who should we send somebody to for, you know, to get look at medication or whatever they need for their brain, your name came up first. It's just so nice to have somebody who is a believer and who's trusted by so many people.
Thanks, Sherry. Good to hear from the
youngsters. And here's a question that Sherry and I, we did 3 programs, 1 live, 2 taped yesterday. Consistent question that comes up when Sherry's on, and it's the issue of marijuana. And people are always saying, you know, is it okay? Do you like it? Do you not like it? What are your thoughts about people using marijuana?
Ooh, that's a big one, Steve.
It is a big one.
Yeah. It is now legal in many states, and we're in one of them, in California. It's on the medical side, I've been watching and monitoring. We do education programs, and I try to keep up at local universities. And every time I go see a program on cannabis, not really a lot of medical justifications to call it a medical treatment. The research is very sparse, especially the safety research, and there are uses for it that are sort of helpful in kind of very desperate cases, but for the most part we have a lot of more tested, safer types of medicines proven over time that are more effective. So if you talk to people who are in the States who have had cannabis available for many years, they're very discouraged about its effect, and we know a number of studies documenting problems with especially kids who are using it, but we think that there's a lot of issues for adults also using it. It can be very dangerous and very addictive. So,
isn't that
the
amazing?
The argument is always that it's no worse or better than alcohol, and of course, if you're comparing the results of excessive alcohol, I mean, excessive alcohol is very damaging. But I just don't know that people are fully aware that this isn't just a simple little issue, that it's a nice alternative to drinking or something like that.
No.
It doesn't seem to be so.
No. We're getting a lot of research saying it's not going to be a good thing ultimately when we find out more about it.
Well, and that's a curious thing to me, is how come we have this research that says it's not a problem and then we're not seeing it?
Yeah. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Thomas Okamoto and Dr. Sherry Keffer, and we're glad you're here. 1-800-229-3000, and we would love to take your phone call. And let me tell you, this is a great chance to ask somebody that knows a lot about not only adults but adolescents, done both in the treatment there, someone who has a biblical foundation for everything that he does. And, of course, I think most people that listen, they know that the same is true about you, Sherry, and that's why we love getting to do the program with you. So we're going to be in the studio for 2 hours if you want to join us. 1-800-229-3000. And before we go to the phones, here's an issue that is dear to my heart. I want to ask you about this. And the there seems to be an epidemic of young people, 21 or so, to literally into their 30s. And we get a call like this almost every week, living at home. Maybe they tried school, maybe they didn't. Flunked out of the university or just left the university. Now they're back home living in the basement or living in the room where they grew up, and the parents don't know what to do with someone 20 to 30 years old, and they're living back home. Anything you see in this area that's a cause for so many, you could say, boomerang kids coming back home living with parents? Anything you see? And then, Sherry, I want your input on this, and then we'll go to the phone.
Yeah, this generation has so much to have to deal with that people in my group had no clue of. We weren't expecting all the screen time, all the technology, and there's a pseudo-intimacy that people find online. And so they never really develop skills that kind of translate to real life and relationships and the complexity of human development and relational development. So it's easy to think that you've got it made in the screens, and then you get out there and it's a lot harder than you thought. The screen time doesn't help you. So we've got a lot of people who need the counseling, need the coaching for life coaching types of things, and
we do.
Are very kind of behind, although they may know a lot about technology. They're having to need a lot of input about life.
Hmm. Sherry, you have a thought, and then we'll go to the phone.
Yeah, well, I do. Just a quick one. I think that it's kind of partially a consequence of helicopter parents, because when you've grown up in a home where somebody else has done things for you, has fought your battles for you, you really haven't learned that you've got what it takes to go out there. So it's like inside at a deep level, you're really questioning it. And I think a lot of kids do get caught up, like you said, Dr. Akimoto, online, and then they find porn, and then they're in their room, you know, looking at porn till 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and or playing video games, right? Their brain never gets a chance to rest. So they're kind of collapsed and not feeling like they can do what they need to do. So I think parents can even enable them to stay too long, which ends up just opening up a whole new, bigger problem.
Well, you know, I totally agree with you, and I think one of the most telling quotes I've heard about this, and it's really sad, is you've got these guys that are 30 years old, they're looking at pornography online, and they're playing video games, and so they're having fake sex, playing fake war, and they have no ability to connect with anybody at any level, and it's no wonder that they're struggling to be independent. And here to me is the bottom line. A lot of kids age 28 have never had a problem in their life. Parents have the problem. Whatever they struggle with, it becomes the parents' problem. They take on all of the responsibility of that problem to fix it, solve it, figure it out. And a child literally can go into later 20s and never have truly had to deal and fix and solve a problem on their own because of what is called the helicopter parent. All right, if your child is crashing or your helicopter is burning, we want to help you. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Martha from Orlando, Florida, listens on WTLA. I believe that's the station. Martha, welcome. Glad to have you here today. Thanks for joining us. How could we help?
Yes, thank you. I have a 32-year-old son that has, I believe, a lot of situations regarding on depression, anxiety, and mainly his emotions, like you guys say the other day, his emotions are taking over his intellect, and he is starting to drink alcohol. He's a professional. He's an attorney, and he just is disconnecting from me, his mom. He doesn't, he's never met his father. In general, he has a lot of issues. He doesn't think he needs help, but yes, he does need help, and I don't know how to address this situation anymore. It's kind of okay. Out of my hands because
so
he is
does he live with you
from everybody also.
Does he live with you?
No. He lives in the state of Florida, but he's on his own.
Okay. All right. So, Sherry, why don't we start with you, and then Dr. Akimoto will get your thoughts on this. What's going on here?
Well, you know what? It's really interesting, Martha. You mentioned just in the list of things that he is struggling with that he's never met his father, right? It was just kind of added to this list of things you notice. But that, I think, is probably one of his core wounds. Because when you don't know your dad, right? And I'm not sure what happened, right? I don't know his story. Were y'all married? Was he born out of wedlock? Just give me a snippet here.
No, we were married, and his father was an alcoholic and had started using drugs, and I had to separate. And I actually are the one that requested the divorce, and at that time my son was a year and a half, and he actually never met him before. He had a conversation with him over the phone when he was 15, and he just graduated as an attorney 4 years ago, and before his graduation, he wanted to reach out and find out what was going on with his father to invite him to the wedding, and he found out that he had been deported and that he was in alcohol and drug abuse, use, and all this stuff.
Right.
And I know that hurt him a lot.
Totally.
Sure.
So you've got a brilliant kid with a brilliant mind who all day long, what he does is negotiate, defend, fix, protect, and hear in his own heart is a wound that is unfixable for him. It's kind of left him in this state of flux. It's like, I don't know. I can't get my dad back. I can't get that time back. I can't fix it. And so I think he's kind of got some internal distress and loss that he's looping in inside. And so oftentimes, and I don't know what your experience is, Dr. Okamoto, but oftentimes what I see when people have this kind of unfixable loop, this pain that they haven't gone in to repair, they start medicating, right? Mm-hmm. With alcohol, with marijuana, with drugs, whatever, to try to quiet that story problem that they cannot fix and they're afraid to face. So I think that would be the first place that I would intervene with him, mm-hmm. And maybe even have him listen to this call, because we care about him and we care about his heart, but he can't fully be himself as a whole person until he goes back and actually opens up that box.
The goal of hopefully having of an intact family and having the role as a father, when I look at my own role, is to kind of create some moderation of a powerful figure and some authority. When you don't have a benign authority or a gentle authority, it's really easy to take over and not know how to use that authority. And a lot of people in law and in the legal profession have to be strong and powerful and cannot be vulnerable. And so when you get into, let's say, depression or anxiety issues, you start losing your sense of strength and power. You try to self-medicate it. You try to keep going and be strong no matter what. So that's when people have a lot of trouble functioning. Sometimes it's depression. Sometimes it's just the addiction. Sometimes it's relational issues. But to be weak and overly strong is human, and that's a hard thing to learn when your world is full of trying to maintain strength and power.
Oh, so wise. So yeah. Wise.
How do you get to, he doesn't think he needs help, and this has been going on for years, that I've been trying to knock the door and ask him and provide services for him, counseling, whatever, but he's fine. He doesn't need anything. He's fine. He's fine. He's going to figure it out himself. And yeah. He's getting deeper and deeper in this, and it's not working.
Right. So your ability to help him is very limited, and mm-hmm. one of the worst things that you can do is to become a negative experience every time he talks with you. It's a negative thing, and so then he doesn't want to talk to you at all. So you have to really balance encouraging him to get help with just encouraging him so that the relationship withstands any kind of resistance that he has to getting help. So you can use this phone call as an excuse. You can say, you know, I talked to this really good psychiatrist who just knew what he was talking about there. And here's what he said would be helpful for you to do. If you would just reach out, go see a great counselor or go see a great psychiatrist and just look at what's available for you, whole new world might open up because you've never looked at that before. Then that would take some courage and stuff. But, hey, a lot of people think it's a weakness to ask for help, when in reality, it's really an act of courage when you finally say, okay, I'm going to get the help that I know that I need. But if he doesn't respond, you can't just live there on that. So you have to accept the limitation that you can't.
And Martha, sometimes if there is a system in place, a number of big cities have these for the legal profession. Let's say other lawyers or judges who have been through AA or they've been through personal conflicts, and they're available for mentoring or coaching just as a positive influence in the profession. You might see if there's anyone who knows those resources in his area, see if there's a way to connect him in. But I like what Steve says about having a relationship with you that's kind of his only resource and connection to something that's not just his profession and being powerful.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm really glad that you called, and I'm going to send you one of these books from our Understanding and Loving a Person series, and because I think any of them actually could help you. They've all got common principles here, but I'll send you the one on depression, because I think there is this father wound here that he probably is medicating, and maybe that's where the work needs to be done. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Jessica from Charlotte, North Carolina. She listens on the podcast. Hi, Jessica. How you doing today?
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How you doing? What's going on?
Well, my question is, I have been dealing with it's been a pretty crazy about 5-year period of time. And I am at the point where I'm actually considering going on meds. I have a family doctor who is wanting to put me on Cymbalta. I have fibromyalgia. I have PTSD. I have a history of, probably complex PTSD, multiple traumas. And I also have other physical stuff going on, and I'm having trouble deciphering what is what. And I'm also very hesitant to go on meds, and I'm not sure if at this point it's time to see a psychiatrist or...
Okay. Well, hold on. You can hear the music. I'm going to go to a break. We'll get back. We'll help you right after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I want to remind everybody, we're really, really happy about the things that happened in this past weekend at our Finding Freedom workshop. We had people that just results they never dreamed they could receive. People that said, I'll never go to church, saying, I think I'm going to go to church now. People that thought there was no hope, they have hope. They have a plan. We'll do it again in May. You can sign up now. But coming up on the 15th, that's the 15th of February. We're going to be doing our amazing marriage weekend. You can join us for that. And then, of course, Every Man's Battle, February the 8th. That's in San Jose. I hope you'll join us for that. And Hope for the Heart, I mean, Hope for a Woman's Heart is March the 1st. Well, we're going to go back and talk here with Jessica, who has had a lot of difficulty, childhood sexual abuse, trauma, things like that. Jessica, what is the big question that you have for us that we could answer for you today? How could we help you the most?
I think the biggest question is, what is my next step? Do I go ahead and fill the prescription? Do I go and see a psychiatrist to try to make sure that this is the right next step? Or should I consider maybe finding a counselor who is better trained in trauma, but maybe not a Christian counselor? Because that's the problem that I've had, is finding someone who, you know, has a similar worldview.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you again?
Also trained.
How old are you
35.
Again?
I'm 35.
You're 35.
I'm sorry, 36. 36. I'm a little older than I remember.
All right. Okay, so what do you think, Dr. Okamoto? What should be the next step for her? That's what she's asking.
She is, Jessica, your call is just so spot on in terms of what we're having to deal with in psychiatry and medicine these days. It is so amazing how many studies and information on trauma there are, and we're finding a lot of overlap with things like fibromyalgia and depressions and antidepressants being very effective for a lot of the symptoms. I think your question, when you ask what should you do at this point, see a therapist that's a believer who's a specialist in trauma, should you see a psychiatrist to monitor the Cymbalta? I would say yes to all those questions, that if Steve can find a referral in your area that's a Christian who understands trauma as well and has experience, that's great and helpful. A lot of times fibromyalgia is a very mysterious thing, but standard medical care includes Cymbalta, which is an antidepressant. And sometimes they're just depression, and sometimes it's not really obvious, but Cymbalta can be helpful for the physical symptoms. So we're all watching how this turns out, because it's sometimes not obvious, but I'd say your doctor's kind of online with this, and then there's psychiatrists who understand, watching to see if the Cymbalta is going to help your mood as well.
Sherry, you have a comment about this?
I do, Jessica. And you know, what's interesting is you remind me of me a little bit in my journey. It was probably 12 years ago when I had first heard about something called EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And it's a form of treatment that helps to go in and take you out of that kind of fight or flight place that's been held captive by the abuse that you've experienced and the series of traumas. And so when I was looking for somebody in my area, I called people, and I couldn't find somebody at the highest level of training that was a believer. So I had to take a risk of in my faith. I had to, because it's kind of like, I look at it this way. If you've been struggling this long with this many symptoms, if you needed brain surgery, would you go and only go to the brain surgeon, even if he wasn't, you know, as trained in that, to take the tumor out? No, you'd want to go to the best brain surgeon in your area, even if he wasn't a believer. And I think sometimes we're so afraid to just go to that really good person for a period of time in order to address your issues. And what I found when I did, I went, and so they weren't a believer. But you know what? In that 7-8 month period of time, I did more work than, and it was good work, deep work. And my faith was still intact. They can't take that away. Right? So right. Right. I often have conversations with folks like you, Jessica, to just have them open up their mind a little bit to say, is there somebody who could be an expert that could help me get some of my symptoms and deal with some of the deeper issues of my heart?
You know, if
Can I follow up a little bit?
Sure.
Can I follow up a little bit? My current counselor, who I've been seeing, she's good, but the issue that I'm having is there's a lot going on currently in my life, and she's wanting to deal with just that without delving into the past history. But I really think And I've had this conversation with her, too. I really think the history is playing into how I'm reacting to the current, but I just can't get her to kind of help me go deep. I feel like I'm ready to, and I'm kind of frustrated because staying very much at the surface.
I want you to hold on. We'll give you some help for that. Great question you've got there. And I think we can help you and others that are dealing with, maybe you have a really good, excellent counselor, but you're sensing that there's something else that needs to be dealt with. Maybe they don't. Well, there are a couple of options here. We'll talk about that right after this. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Jessica, we talked about this at the break, and so here's a little plan for you. You have a physician who's saying you need some medication. Well, it's great when, especially, I think you have the right attitude here. Use medication to lower some of the symptoms so you can actually deal with what is there. And you're saying, I need to deal with what is there. So the medication can really help you function until what is there is dealt with. If you could see a psychiatrist, and we'll try to find one for you, then that's better than just a physician because that's their specialty. You have a therapist. Right. So you ask her, could you, and Sherry told us at the break, sometimes she works conjointly with a trauma specialist. So you say to the therapist, I want to deal with this trauma. Is there a specialist that you could work alongside of or refer me to? If not, then you say to the therapist, could we go deeper? I really want to deal with that. That is the great attitude that you have. You want to go deeper and deal with something painful. Then the third thing is you really have to build up your network of supportive other females. And so you want to get into some kind of recovery, support, women's Bible study where people are real, something that connects you with real life human beings as you're going through this. But I love the direction you're headed. I think it's the right way to go. We all do. And I'm so glad that you called. I think if you stay on this track, asking the questions and doing the things that you're doing, I think you're going to end up in such a better place. I'll send you Take Your Life Back, And I think that's really going to help you a lot in this situation. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Roy, and he's from Houston, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi, Roy. Welcome to New Life. Glad you're with us.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
All right. I'm 62-year-old male. I've had 38 different surgeries as a result of ulcerative colitis.
Wow.
I have a pouch. I was concerned about the effect of being put to sleep on the brain.
Okay.
I was wondering if you had any thoughts about that or any recommendations of supplements I might use to preserve my brain.
Any thoughts on anesthesia and impact long term?
What have you noticed, Roy? What do you feel you might be having trouble with?
Getting old.
Nope. Join the club.
Okay.
Yeah, I really, if there's any problems at all, they're almost not noticeable.
Oh, good.
I'm still active. I'm a truck driver. I walk every day. I can get on the elliptical for 45 minutes. And I'm in fairly good shape. Just had all those surgeries and was put to sleep all those times. Mm-hmm. And I noticed some of my cognitive function is not so good sometimes.
Okay. Should he be concerned that that's related to the anesthesia and
no,
surgeries?
I think everybody in this culture, we're all worried about cognitive decline, which is what we used to say getting older or getting senile. And that's now because so much of us are dealing with family members with different dementias, including Alzheimer's. We're very afraid of that in our own lives, and I think it's a lot of education that the public has had that how difficult that disease can be and how impactful on families. Specifically about anesthesia and surgery, if you had, Roy, a pretty good recovery and you were pretty clear after surgery, I think most surgeons are not too concerned about it. Anesthesiologists are not too worried. It's when you have trouble afterwards that there's a little bit of growing evidence that there is a concern for some people. But it sounds like nothing really specific, just having to deal with getting a little older and slower and finding some deficits like all of us. There's a whole new area of care called MCI, or minimal cognitive impairment, where there's a lot of testing certain neurologists will do to monitor that. They'll monitor if there is some impending dementias coming up. But you're doing the best thing that most neurologists will say is doing regular exercise. That's the best thing. Sleeping well and taking care of risk factors like cholesterol and depression, making sure that those are all treated. Those are some of the biggest things. There's some evidence for supplements, but not consistently lately. So right now it's exercise and sleeping very well.
Okay, good practical stuff.
Yeah,
you're able to sleep
well
and good.
Take a lot of supplements, and I was wondering, the cannabis oil supplement, is there any studies about it helping the brain? I've read some things about it helping Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that one, anything related to cannabis or cannabidiol, we're actually concerned about that it's really not that good for the brain. There are studies in early adults and kids where there is some risk of problems with thought process and even that it can lead to psychotic problems, problems with drops in IQ, and and motivation. So sharpness is kind of at risk from initial indications. We're studying that now, but nothing really great on positive effects of cannabis for the brain.
Yeah, I used cannabis recreationally in the early 70s through the 80s, and I stopped in the early 80s. Haven't used it since.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed after I stopped that I had a lot of apathy about things when I was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We always have people asking us questions about it, and consistently it's apathy, amotivational syndrome, as it's called. Something in the brain changes, and the things that they used to do or wanted to, they just don't want to do them anymore. And so that's our experience with this. And I don't think it's a random accident that it's so consistent with the people that call and ask about it.
My parents went through a divorce in that period of time, and I just used it to put myself in a fog, and I recovered from it, and I don't use it anymore.
Okay.
But,
well, let me send you this book, Healing is a Choice.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. Any final word there, either of you, on cannabis oil, as he's asking about?
Well, I think you answered, right? Do you want to say anything more on that? I do have a thought I wanted to share,
well,
but you'd be the expert on cannabis oil.
Roy's pretty Roy, it sounds like you're a pretty sharp guy. You kind of know what direction you need to go. The cannabis nowadays, too, compared to the 80s, if you noticed an effect that was negative back then, the cannabis now is multiple times stronger and a lot more toxic. So we're worried about the kids.
Yeah,
and I just want to make one note for another resource you might think about getting, Roy. Recently, with a conversation we had with Dr. Amen, he wrote a book called Memory Rescue, and he's got 11 factors in there, 11 different areas, kind of like a checklist. And if I was sitting in front of you, I'd probably turn to that page in the book, and I would say, hey, let's start. Take where you are, and let's start applying these 11 things, and let's see within the next 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, how much better your brain can be if you are focused on doing what's best for it. If you can love it, really be intentional on caring for what it needs. But sometimes we just don't know what we need, right? And he's mapped that out in such a simple way. So that would be a resource that I would encourage you to think about getting.
And what I would encourage also is for all of us to think about the brain as a real live organ. And a lot of your organs are functioning quite well every day. Mine do. My brain, it doesn't seem to function perfectly every day. I will want to have, you know, maybe a nice salad, and the brain says, slice of pizza. It's just incredible. So we want the organ to function the best it can possibly function. If the chemistry in that organ needs adjusting, if the wiring, if the pathways, if there's some things lodged down inside of it, in the mind, that could kind of be shaken up a little bit and moved over, and now they're not hurting us like they hurt the day it happened. We want to do that. We want to treat the brain with everything we've got. Because, man, that's a little more important than a kid.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here with Dr. Okamoto and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Really excited to have a real-life Christian psychiatrist on the program with so much respect. Now, if you're on the line, I want you to hold on because we're going to tape another program right after this. If you want to join us for that program, it's 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000, so don't give up there. Nana, Charlottesville, Virginia, WAVA is where you listen. How can we help you today?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm driving and I'm wondering, sometimes I might go in and out of service area.
I do the same thing when I'm not driving, so yeah, go ahead.
Yes. First of all, thank you for taking my call. And I've been listening to your previous guests. And I have a situation where I'm 60 years old, and I have been in abusive, emotionally abusive relationships and situations all my life. Never physical, but emotionally. I was emotionally abused as a child by both my parents, and I'm in a 25-year marriage with a narcissistic, sociopathic husband.
Wow, that's horrible.
And I kind of just went with it because we were raising children. I didn't want to, you know, disturb anything for my girls, and so I just kind of had to deal with 25 years of being emotionally abused by a narcissistic and a sociopathic husband.
Okay, so what's the question for us today, then?
I'm sorry?
What's the question for us today? Because we're at the end of the program, and I want to be able to give you some good help.
Oh, sure. My question is... Is it possible to save a marriage in my situation? I love him. I don't want to leave him. He's the father of my children.
We get that. Let us answer that question. Let us answer that specific question. Now, I'm going to tell you that there are people that come to our marriage weekend in much worse shape than you're in. And a lot of people in better, they come in worse shape than you're in, and they leave, and they develop a very, very satisfying marriage. So I would say, yes, it can be. We've seen people that absolutely hated each other, both. There wasn't one of them that thought the marriage could be saved, and it was. But what do you think, Sherry, about their situation and what the hope is for them?
So, Nana, I'm going to take a little different spin on this because I think I'm probably more concerned right now. I am concerned about your marriage, and Steve is right. We have a lot of couples that come that have had amazing help, but let me just say this. I am concerned about you saving you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know what?
I turned to that.
You know why I know that? Is because... you all your life, you are 6 decades, 60 years, you have been at the other end of somebody's spear, at the other end of abuse and harm. Mm. And so you've gotten equipped enough to know, it's basically like you're pointing the finger and labeling them, right? He's sociopathic, he's narcissistic, he's abusive. You got all the labels down. But knowing how to live and own yourself and find your voice and push back and have a sense of worth and all those things that are about being in a relationship differently, I don't know that you have yet. And that means...
I agree.
Yeah. Because it's kind of like saying there's a monster in the room, but then hiding under your bed. And so you...
Yeah.
You really need to begin to focus on you saving you. And in that, you're going to be more equipped to work on the marriage. Right?
Right.
You'll have more strength.
I am in therapy at the moment, and my therapist has said that exact same thing.
Well, I'm so glad we're working together with you, Well, because I'm glad she's working and she sees it already. What do you think, Dr. Akimoto?
Yeah, the other side I'm seeing is whatever you do, it's not just about you too. It's about your daughters and how they're seeing you behave towards him, because you're training them how the response is. And so grab onto what your therapist is helping you with. The other thing is he feeling any pain? Is he wanting to change? Is he able to change? And are you putting enough pressure from your side to give him an idea he needs to change, and how does he respond? You're saying he's a sociopath, so that's a little scary. And then the question is, how much pain can you give him in an appropriate way, in a godly way, that tells your daughters, this is how you deal with this?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question, Doctor, because my daughters are now young adults, and they were pretty much trained to honor their father. And my husband has raised them thinking that mom is just the maid and the cook. Respect was ever taught.
Okay, so for whatever reason that you got here, you can change it, and you can show them that no matter what mindset or construct we have been in, we can transform that. We can change that and take some action that it's never too late, because they may be modeling what you modeled for them, and you need to show them it does not have to be that way, that a woman's role is not to be the maid or to be used or whatever it is that that you've shown them. Now, and so I want you to hold on, because what is the book on emotionally destructive?
Yeah, it's Leslie Vernick's. I was just going to say, Steve,
let's get
Emotionally
that.
Destructive Marriage by Leslie Vernick. I think it'd be perfect for her.
I'm going to send that to you. I think it's going to really be helpful. And then I'm going to send this Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. I hope that will be of great help to you. But more than anything, I want to encourage you, don't use anything you've done in the past as an excuse to not do anything in the future. It's the past. Now let's create a brand new future for you that's just going to be totally different. Now, these are the kind of situations people, they call us, we help them. We do it at our marriage weekend. That's coming up the 15th of February. You will not regret going if you go to that weekend. It's so very powerful. Dr. Akimoto, thank you so much for being here. If you want to talk with us, we're going to do another program, and that program is right here, 1-800-229-3000. You can call and be on the program. In the meantime, we have a wonderful thank you gift, and I'll tell you, this would be a great day for you to sign up for Club New Life and start off in February. It's a wonderful way to support this ministry at $30 a month, and I'll send you 4 videos that are especially done for us. You won't get them anywhere else, by Mylon K. Yurkovich. And these are topics that people, they're amazing. How to talk to your kids about sex. They've done it with a few kids of their own, and they know how to communicate this. Also, how do you parent an adult child? Oh, my goodness, is there any greater need than that to have the insight of going into that parenting role with an adult child? And then, what is the role of anger in our attachment styles and in our relationships? And 12 questions that'll change every relationship. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Sign up for Club New Life. Come to one of the workshops. Let us help you. And it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.